Radio Prague News.
The Czech Prime Minister and the President of the European Commission say Europe must take its defence into its own hands. MPs have recommended that two deputies be stripped of their parliamentary immunity. And there's been a rise in the number of Czechs satisfied with EU membership, suggests a new poll. In a joint article published in the Wall Street Journal, the Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka and the President of the European Commission, Jean-Claude Juncker, say Europe must take its defence into its own hands. Tuesday's piece precedes a European Security and Defence Conference being held in Prague on Friday that Mr. Juncker is set to attend. The two leaders write that the EU must not only complement NATO, but respond independently to external threats. To that end, the bloc is now implementing the EU Global Strategy on Security, they say. They add that a European Defence Union will help protect the EU's citizens, which is exactly what they want. The Lower House's Mandate and Immunity Committee has recommended that deputies Josef Novotny of the Social Democrats and Yaroslav Borek of the Communist Party be stripped of their parliamentary immunity. The police want to charge both MPs with abuse of EU subsidies in connection with a regional programme in the northwest of the country. The Chamber of Deputies should decide on whether to remove their immunity during its current session. Two dozen people, including politicians, senior civil servants and business people, have already been charged over the alleged corruption. Some 32% of Czechs are satisfied with their country's membership of the European Union. That's according to an opinion poll conducted in April by the CVVM agency. A poll in April 2016 indicated a satisfaction rate of 25%. Meanwhile, 60% of respondents this April said the Czech Republic ought to be in the EU. That's compared to 50% last year. The country joined the bloc in 2004 following a referendum. Czech entrepreneurs visiting Vietnam with President Miloš Zeman have so far signed 7 contracts or memoranda with local companies. The deals relate to fields including medicines, optical fibres and digitisation, and were made at a Czech-Vietnamese trade forum held on Tuesday in connection with Mr. Zeman's visit. Speaking at the beginning of the forum, he highlighted the integration of the Czech-Vietnamese community into the economy and Vietnam's own economic development. A delegation representing around 50 Czech companies is travelling with the president to Vietnam and Kazakhstan. Miroslav Pelta has stood down as chairman of the Czech Football Association. He tendered his resignation from the cell where he's being held on remand over charges of large-scale abuse of sports subsidies. The news was relayed to the newspaper Deník Sport by his lawyer. Pelta did not stand in a vote for the post of FA chief on Friday, but none of the candidates secured enough backing to win election. He had been the top man in Czech soccer since 2011 and is the owner of Jablonec FC. The weather now, there should be some rain and bright spells in the Czech Republic on Wednesday, with temperatures of up to 18 degrees Celsius expected. Forecasters say Friday will be the warmest day of the week with 27 degrees Celsius. My name is Ian Willoughby and that's the end of the news.
Hello, you're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio with me, Chris Johnston. Coming up in today's programme, Czechs say no to more immigrants under the EU share out, and Czechs look to boost the share of women IT workers, and a little bit later we look at a tree that was just a sapling when Charles IV was king. All that coming up, so please stay with us. The Czech Republic will take no more immigrants from Italy and Greece shared out under the European Union's quota system. Following a cabinet meeting on Monday, Interior Minister Milan Chovanec called the existing allocation system dysfunctional and cited the worsening security situation. To date, the country has taken only 12 refugees, but was to have taken around 2,600. Jan Wellinger has the details.
The Czech Republic has opposed refugee quotas from the very start, but was to take more than 2,000 people in the one-off mechanism of quotas set to end this September. Instead, the country has taken in just 12 to date and rejected any notion of taking any more. Interior Minister Milan Chovanec made the announcement on Monday, making clear that the current security situation had contributed to the decision.
In June or July, the European Commission will begin taking measures against countries that have not taken in at least 1% of their quota. The agenda item was handled by the government as secret, but the outcome is being made public. I want to tell the public that the government opted to stop its role within the allocation system due to the worsening security and the dysfunctionality of the whole project.
The Interior Minister had telegraphed his negative stance on the issue already in May, and the government took the decision despite the risk the country could be fined tens of millions of euros. He stressed that the decision was a direct response to the EU Commissioner for Migration and Home Affairs, Dimitris Avramopoulos. Since May 2016, Czechs have not offered resettlement for any refugee within the European Union program that planned the redistribution of 160,000 migrants among member countries. By mid-May, only about 18,400 people had been resettled within the program. And according to a recent report, the Czech news agency noted approximately 12,400 migrants have been waiting in Greece to be redistributed. Rather than meeting the pledge to take in 2,600 refugees, Czech leaders have now repeatedly shown they are considerably more comfortable discussing broader security steps. Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka outlined some of the issues ahead of a top-level meeting in Prague later this week, which will include the arrival of the head of the EC, Jean-Claude Juncker, and Federica Mogherini, the High Representative of the European Union for Foreign Affairs and Security Policy. The Czech Prime Minister Bohuslav Sobotka.
On Friday, Prague will host a conference on European security, a debate which was launched following Brexit. We are aiming to discuss the ways Europe can be more effective on defence and security issues. Bohuslav Sobotka there, ending that report by Jan Wallinger. Now, the Czech Republic has one of the lowest shares of female IT students within Europe. What's even more alarming, the country came last when it comes to the number of women working in the field, which is less than 10%. Ruth Frankova spoke to Barbara Bunava from Cetitas, an organisation trying to involve more women in IT, and asked her about the reasons behind this trend.
Currently, the numbers are really very low, but we can see the trend is changing, and we can see it at universities because the interest in studying IT, in really raising the qualification in the tech, is raising among women. I think that the key problem is how people perceive IT and computer science, and it's usually the problem among young girls and young women who decide about their future career during high school.
Why would you say it is important for women to have this kind of education?
In my experience and experience which I can see all around the world, all companies are transforming into IT and into using technology in their core business. So this technical knowledge is really something that will become part of any profession. For those who actually are lacking behind in this knowledge, it will be very difficult in the future to sustain their level in which they can perform. So it's really about keeping pace with the world moving towards technology.
You are actually trying to increase the number of women in the world of IT. What kind of help do you offer to women?
We are currently having many activities, so I think that we are quite successful in changing the trend. And also, since we are really lucky about being visible in the society, I think that we also have this indirect impact on people perceiving now IT as something that might be interesting to women. Among our activities, we teach a lot of courses and workshops which are trying to give some introductory knowledge of programming, coding to girls and women of any age, are trying to actually give them some kind of help when entering this field.
Are there any particular areas in IT which are more popular among women perhaps than others?
From our experience, it's very popular to start with coding in any kind of language. So these courses of introduction to coding are very popular among our participants. They also enjoy coding classes on creating websites because this is something where they can see a result really helping them in their own projects. For example, when they are selling something online, and that is, I think, something that they really appreciate when they can become independent by using the technology themselves.
What kind of feedback have you had over the years? Would you say the interest in your courses and in general in information technologies among women has been increasing?
Yes, it definitely is. And I think that it's about spreading the information about how interesting coding can be and how fun it can be. So the interest is really there. And even if we have many courses, like last year it was almost 100 over the year, we really see that it's still more girls and women interested than we can accept.
Barbara Bunova from Cesitas, speaking there to Ruth Frankova. And we stay with Ruth. And Czech scientists researching forests in the Šumava National Park in the south of the country have recently discovered what is believed to be the Czech Republic's oldest tree. The spruce, found near the Lake of Plesné, witnessed the reign of Charles IV as a sapling and is believed to have reached more than 600 years of age.
Šumava National Park, a vast stretch of pristine forests running along the southwestern border with Austria and Germany, has been protected since the early 1960s, and a nature reserve has existed there since 1991. While most monoculture forests in the Czech Republic have been artificially planted, a large part of the spruce forests in the Šumava Mountains grew there for ages without any human intervention. To this day, you can find areas of untouched nature within the park, such as the Bobín Virgin Forest or Plesné Lake, one of the park's several glacial lakes located at the footpath of Plechy, the highest peak in the Šumava Mountains. For over 10 years, scientists from Mendel University in Brno have been studying the area at the Plesné Lake, a valley formed by glacial erosion, focusing on the age structure of the upper level of a spruce forest that died out in the 1990s. At the end of June, they came across a spruce which turned out to be more than 600 years old. They cut out a segment of the trunk, which had only 60 centimeters in diameter, to find its exact age and discover more about the tree's history. Tomáš Koutecký is one of the scientists taking part in the research.
We learned that the tree had 623 rings, the first dating to the year 1372, and the last one to 1994, which is when the tree died. We also discovered that the tree rings were very narrow, only about half a millimeter, which shows that the tree grew very slowly and was probably stressed out throughout most of its life. It was overshadowed by other trees, and it was also limited by the conditions in which it grew.
The narrowest rings were less than a millimeter in thickness, showing that the tree had to fight for its life as a sapling, while the thickest rings, which were up to 1.6 millimeters, came from the 18th century, when the tree had outgrown its colleagues and enjoyed more of the sunlight. Despite the harsh conditions in the glacial valley, scientists found an unusual number of old trees in the area. From over 200 samples that they collected on the stony slopes of Plechy Hill, scientists found 7 trees that were over 500 years old. According to Tomáš Koutecký, that is uncommon not only for the region of Šumava, but for the whole region of Central Europe. Most spruce trees die during the first years due to unfavorable climate or rivalry from nearby vegetation. And even if they do reach the sunlight, they have to battle wind, drought and other extreme conditions. So how come that the trees in Plesné live to see such an old age?
It is probably due to a combination of several factors. One is definitely the fact that this glacial valley is well protected against strong winds, so the trees grow in specific microclimate conditions. Also, the trees were not that disturbed by wind and by bark beetles. It is too cold for the beetle to survive. These are the main reasons.
Delší dobu.
According to Tomáš Koutecký, the aim of the research carried out in the area of Plešné Lake is to save valuable information hidden in the trees before their wood falls apart. One of the goals is to find out if the trees in the valley had developed in a different way than in other areas of the Šumava National Park, such as on the mountain ridge.
Díky těmto informacím jsme pochopili, jakým způsobem teda vlastně ten smrkový les funguje.
This kind of information gives us a better understanding of how spruce trees grow in such extreme locations and compare their development with trees from other areas. We discovered that the forest develops more or less the same. However, the effects of the climate are not as strong here. Unlike on the mountain ridge, the forest at Plešné has not died out completely, and new trees keep growing underneath the dead canopy. This helps us understand what will happen in the future. It is likely that trees of around 500 years of age will still be growing here.
But the information is useful in many other ways. For decades, the Šumava National Park has been battling with the devastating effects of bark beetles. Thousands of trees in the affected area have been felled as a result, which has been the subject of a considerable debate and protests. But according to Tomáš Koutecký, the research shows that natural disasters such as bark beetle infestation or strong wind have always been part of the forest life and there is no need to intervene.
Studia disturbanční historie, že víceméně zhruba co nějakých.
We found out on the basis of our research that a disaster happens on the mountain ridge, such as Šumava, every 50 or 70 years. The only exception was the 20th century, when there was a longer pause and there was no natural disaster. We don't know why it happened, but it was probably just a coincidence.
Kdy vlastně teda žádná velká disturbance neproběhla.
As a result of this pause, people forgot about the consequences brought by natural disasters such as bark beetle calamities or gales. When a large area of the forest in the Šumava National Park suddenly died in the 1990s, the park management started to panic. But, as Tomáš Koutecký stresses, the forest has a natural capacity to regenerate.
Vidíme tam celkem jednoznačně, že vlastně ty disturbance.
Such huge natural disasters have always been here, and they are likely to return in the future. So if we want to have a national park, we have to come to terms with the fact that this is what the forest works like, and let it deal with problems on its own without our intervention.
The team of scientists of Mendel University in Brno want to continue with their research of forests in other locations of Šumava National Park, such as the original glacial lakes Prášilské and Laka. So there is still a possibility that an even older sibling of the 600-year-old spruce will be found.
Ruud Frank over there on what could be the Czech Republic's oldest tree, and that feature was first broadcast in August last year. If you have any comments about today's programme, then don't hesitate to let us know. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz or on Facebook and Twitter. We'll be extremely pleased to hear from you. But from me, Chris Johnston, thanks for listening and goodbye.